Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mostly centered. I think I'm mostly centered. I don't know. It's weird because the way my monitor and the webcam and everything, it feels like it's off center, but I it's the way I've got it cropped. I could change the crop and this would be more like right now I'm dead. Anyways, guys, it's going to be a weird show because I'm going to talk about wrestling. Believe it or not, I am actually a fairly big wrestling fan. So yeah, big things happening in the world of sports entertainment. Jeez, Kyle, get the phrase out. Let's start this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network. We are on all of your favorite podcast apps, you know, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, all that type of stuff. So give us a follow, leave us a review. That really helps out, especially when we're applying for press credentials and things like that. They're like, oh, you got a podcast? How many people have reviewed it and whatnot? We've got a lot in the Genreverse now. The main Genreverse YouTube channel, entertainment podcasts like the Daily Cog, the Cantina, anime reactions, trailer reactions, gaming streams, and more. Genreverse clips, all that stuff that I just mentioned. I'm trying to put clips up. So if you want little bite-sized morsels of our content, please do subscribe to Genreverse Clips and Genreverse Sports. If you're into sports entertainment, wrestling, maybe that might be a thing one day. But we've got a Genreverse Sports channel right now. Watch more football, soccer, football for those of you that don't speak freedom. Just messing around. Football, soccer podcast. Watch more football. Really cool. Cam from the Cantina heads that one up, hosts that. I produce it, and he's got a couple of friends. It's actually three friends. So yeah, check that out. Cam only has three friends though. Three friends that join him for that podcast. What else? We got merch, link for that in the description box down below, and of course lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews. Things like that. Even the podcasts are available there. The merch link is available. Like, everything's available at lrmonline.com. Speaking of lrmonline.com and how you can find stories covering just about anything and everything, Marvel news. Sebastian Stan gives a rough date for filming in on the Thunderbolts. He was speaking to Variety. He says, I'm excited. I'm going to go back basically in a month or so. I've missed it. It's a great cast. Goes on to talk about some other stuff. I had wanted some stuff from the Thunderbolts. I really did. I thought it would have been great to have Ulysses Klaue, to have Justin Hammer being part of that team. It wouldn't have been, you know, the Venom and Norman Osborn Thunderbolts team that everyone remembers from the comics, but it would be better than legitimately a bunch of, so to speak, redeemed villains, some of which weren't ever really villains. You know, you think Red Guardian is a villain in as much as he was doing Russia's bidding while Captain America was doing America's bidding, so to speak, right? That type of villainy. But he himself wasn't a bad guy to be begin with, and neither was either Black Widow. Sure, they did some bad things and whatnot, but they aren't. They're not Thanos, they're not Loki, they're not Norman Osborn, you know what I'm saying? They're a bit different. So I wanted some of that, and that's not what we're getting. And I don't know how well it's going to go. I know Marvel's in a tough spot, and they need a lot of reevaluation on a lot of choices they've made recently. Whether or not that actually happens, I don't know. I hope all the best. I want to be entertained. I want to go back to, like, every now and then I'll watch, like, or I'll use the clip from Avengers Endgame, you know, the Avengers Assemble, and it's still, man, that moment still slaps. Still greatest moment in a theater ever. From the time he picks up the hammer to the time everyone charges after the portal scene, that was just, that's peak cinema, guys. Whether you like it or not, that was and I don't mean peak film, I mean cinema, like in the theaters, like, whew, God. It was great. So I would love to see us get to return to that. Don't know if it'll ever happen. So wrestling. I am, believe it or not, a large wrestling fan. I go in and out of following it, though, right? When I was real little, I got to see the Saturday night shows and stuff like that, the pre-recorded things, live. I don't remember how live was done in the late 80s and early 90s. Of course, I remember Raw kicking off really big there in the mid and into late 90s, the Monday Night Wars. I did go over to WCW with Hulk Hogan and stuff like that. I was a big DDP fan, like Diamond Dallas Page. I have a lot of respect for him off out of the ring, like off camera, like, you know, the person versus just the character. You guys should look up Diamond Dallas Page and the work he's done for Jake the Snake Roberts, and he helped out Scott Hall, good old Razor. Hey, yo, look at me dropping some of that credential. So, but I do fall out of it, you know, following the storylines and stuff like that, and then I'll get back into it, and then I'll fall out of it again. And right now, I've kind of got like one foot in and one foot out. I've been following some things, and usually watching SmackDown because I don't have cable or satellite TV, and I can't watch Monday Night Raw live for the rest of this year because Netflix has gotten a new deal with WWE and the new company TKO. There it is, TKO Group. God. And I was sitting here like looking for it on the part that talks about the deal with WWE for Netflix, and they didn't have it. I had to go to this next story we're going to talk about in a bit. So here's the deal. For the longest time ever, USA Network has hosted Raw, and that's a Monday night live show. For those of you guys that don't know, it used to be 3 hours. Is it still 3 hours? I don't know. I can't watch it. Like I said, one foot in, one foot out. I watched SmackDown, right? L.A. Knight. Yeah, like, I dig that. Anyways, Raw. Coming to Netflix. Going to start streaming new episodes on Netflix. Netflix has been experimenting with Raw live content for a few years now. They've had some successes and some misses. But yeah, they're expecting this to be worth about $400 million a year, valued at about $400 million a year. These numbers from Variety, of course, are, you know, official, not official. These are estimates, people feeding information. So take all of it with a little bit of salt, but you can bet that these are fairly close. Currently, they've got a deal with NBC Universal. Peacock doesn't show Raw live. It shows episodes delayed. I think it's 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a little bit more. And then they do stream all of the premium live events, what we used to call pay-per-views. And that approximate value has been 250, 260 million a year going back 4 years, because they're in their fifth year. And that was the last deal.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's such a weird thing, the way streaming rights and stuff work. And now you got people that, you know, might not have Netflix because maybe they only pick it up when Stranger Things is on or something like that, right? They have Peacock because they get all their wrestling stuff. And now they're going to have to get Netflix back more regularly. It really, guys, we're really getting back to the things costing more than cable in a way, and everything's so much more spread out, and you can't get packages the way that you used to could. Sure, you might say, well, ESPN, Disney Plus, and Hulu's a package, but they all share the same content, right? Speaking of Hulu, it was kind of weird that Disney and Hulu didn't try to snatch this up. There's a connection to Fox broadcasting content that goes with Disney and their Hulu and stuff like that. And Fox broadcasts SmackDown, and ESPN has a deal with UFC, who's the other half of TKO Group, along with WWE. And so, yeah, it was kind of weird that ESPN nor Hulu were able to get it. Peacock apparently were like, whatever. And Netflix swooped in and took it up. We're going to continue on to another part of wrestling news, another story from wrestling news, so to speak. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he can be Dwayne The Rock Johnson now because he has got full ownership of that trademark. There's some catches there, but not only that, he's on the board of TKO Group. This again coming from Variety. Johnson says, "I am thrilled to Ariel Emanuel, CEO of TKO, not The Rock. I'll quote The Rock in a second. I am thrilled to partner with Dwayne and welcome his immense talent to TKO's board. Dwayne brings an incredible track record of creating content and building globally recognized consumer brands. He will play a key role in realizing our ambitions." The Rock had this to say. "My grandfather, High Chief Peter Maivia, I know I'm butchering that, I'm sorry, and my dad, Rocky Soulman Johnson, would have never thought this day would come, which is why I'm very humbled to have a seat at the table that has decades of history and family legacy for me, a table that my family helped to build." He did get, and he has a much longer quote, very sentimental type things, and it's good stuff. You know, The Rock is a hard working man in show business. Some might say the hardest working man in show business. He's definitely the most electrifying man in sports entertainment history, right? Vince McMahon had this to say. "Very few people, those of you that don't know who Vince McMahon is, he is the World Wrestling Entertainment brand. I mean, he's the guy. Yeah, Daddy started it, but Vince created sports entertainment, professional wrestling the way we know it. He didn't create it. He created what we know it as today. That's Vince McMahon. Very few people on the planet understand the convergence of sports, entertainment, and media and business like The Rock, or like Rock. We are proud to have him join TKO, the TKO board, to help take our company to new heights. Johnson does get the rights to the Rock trademark. He is going to be doing business with them. It is promotional licensing and other services, quote, other services, but he gets ownership. So he's going to have to give them some things and opportunities to make money off of it, but he gets to, you know, own it, get, you know, probably the majority of them. There's no details on the specifics, but he's gonna, you know, get a bigger chunk of money. He's gonna be able to have, you know, yes, no, but they're probably gonna be things like X amount of products, X amount of industries, X amount of appearances and usages. But Rock gets the, I'm guessing, final say so on the creative way those are instituted or utilized. But I like wrestling. I want to be into it more. I would like to think that I would be able to watch all of it somehow, some way, without having to have cable TV. USA doesn't have its own like regular just streaming service, and sure, you could get, you know, DirecTV digitally or some crap like that, or my local cable, but I'm not going to get it for just one thing, you know? And isn't that what everyone says these days? You know, I can't have it for just one thing. So maybe they, streaming services, it's easy to get, you know, for the one season of something that you do want to watch. I like to complain about the realm of streaming entertainment, but not today. It's got its issues, but not today. Today we're going to go ahead and wrap it up there and say please check out some of these stories, not the wrestling ones, but like the Sebastian Stan update on Thunderbolts, stuff covering anything and everything else in geek and sports entertainment. That's geek and sports, geek and pop culture entertainment. If you do want to cover wrestling in the writing form format, or anything else for that matter, Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Star Trek, anime, comics, manga, tabletop gaming, video games, literally, if you want to cover something for the website, if you've ever thought about being a writer, maybe you want to, maybe you already are and you're looking to pad your portfolio. I don't know what it's called for writers. I don't remember. I've been writing for the website for since 2018, and I still don't know what to call the collection of articles and stuff. But write Michael at lrmonline.com. You can see his email right there. Put LRM Online new contributor there in the subject line. Tell him what you want to write about, and he'll talk to you about how that can happen. Merch link in the description box below. Again, all of our podcasts go up on your favorite podcast apps: Genreverse Sports, Genreverse Clips, and the Genreverse itself here on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, be a big help to us. And all the channels, believe it or not, are at the bottom of the pages, including the LRM Online YouTube channel and LRM Online Clips channel as well. That's it, guys. I made 2 days in a row. Will I make it to three? Hopefully. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.